Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of July 2022. The Bible reading today is Hosea, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. The Lord said to me, "Go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and lethek of barley. Then I told her, "You are to live with me for many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will behave the same way towards you. For the Israelites will live for many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods. Afterwards, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days." Today's article, titled Forgiven, was written by Amy Bouchapai. Although Tassian Nkyundai murdered many of Laurentia Nyorgara's family in the Rwandan genocide, they are now next-door neighbours. He said, "Ever since I wrote to her from prison, confessing to my crimes and asking her for forgiveness, she has never once called me a killer. She has set me free." Forgiveness and restoration lie at the heart of a project involving 6 reconciliation villages where victims and perpetrators live together. One person leading this project remarked that for Rwanda to heal, people need to confront their innermost feelings so suffering and anger don't rise up again. This hard but hopeful modern-day story reminds me of Hosea in the Old Testament, whom the Lord asked to foster forgiveness in his own home. When Hosea's wife left him, God asked him to love her as he loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods. Note that Hosea made a list of conditions for them both to follow. She'd live with him for many days. She'd not be promiscuous. He'd act the same way towards her. So too have those in the Rwandan village established a pattern of life that includes conflict resolution and running a farming cooperative together. Forgiveness involves a journey to freedom, which can be difficult but can also bring joy and fulfillment. Ultimately, all who follow Jesus stand in their identity as those forgiven and freed by his death on the cross. Let's pray. Forgiving Father, thank you for sending your Son to save and free me. Help me share the wonder of this gift with others. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.